The big hut at Ikayolokolo, home of peace, shakes as young women shimmy and sway and sing about God calling Adam in the Garden of Eden. They croon about evil slithering into the world in the form of a serpent. Evil has indeed been a central force in their short lives. They're mentally ill or disabled. They have conditions such as cerebral palsy. Some are brain damaged because of fetal alcohol syndrome, like 22-year-old Lungiswa Kangase.
You know, she was brought to us by hospital, who found her abused and neglected and burned from having to cook at home on the fire, not knowing exactly how to.
Alex Gunter is director of Ikayolokolo. She says when Lungiswa was 17, a much older married man told her he loved her. As a result, they had a relationship. And Lungiswa was soon pregnant with a daughter who's now 5. Similar circumstances have resulted in other mentally disabled women here having babies. Lungiswa sets a table for dinner. Gunter says when the young woman lived in the village, her family starved her. This affected Lungiswa deeply.
She hamsters food, like a hamster to fill his cheeks, you know? Or she takes secretly food or bread, puts it under her mattress in her room. Or she would forget to feed her child when we don't remind her. You know, she would not feed her child, but just eat herself. Then we say, no, Lungiswa, you know, feed your child first and then you can eat.
Twenty-three-year-old Lumka Zenani counts with other residents while playing a game at the home. Lumka has cerebral palsy. Meningitis also paralyzed one side of her body when she was 7. She has to use a crutch to walk and falls often. Her legs are permanently bruised and grazed, her clothes dirty. A stream flows from a river near Hobeni. It was here, according to community elder Mama Kablondi, that a witch cursed Lumka by damaging her brain. The elderly woman says when Lumka was a little girl, she went to the river to fetch water.
She shouted to her friends, "Look at this beautiful bowl I've found." But her friends couldn't see it. Lumka started scooping water from the river with this invisible bowl. As soon as she did this, she fell down having convulsions. She was never the same again.
Sinesipo Makala.
17-year-old Sinesipo Makala is Lumka's best friend at Ikayolokolo. Gunter says Sinesipo suffered some kind of brain damage when she was a girl.
The grandmother explains that she put some hot food on her, carried it on her head when she was a younger child, and that spilled over, and that the hot food burned her head.
Sinesipo's grandmother, Nozenzile Makala, also blames a witch for Sinesipo's mental disability.
It's an evil spirit that harmed the girl. I say that because there is no way that Sinesipo could have moved that boiling pot. Even if you are a strong man, you will struggle to lift that big, heavy pot filled with food.
Nozenzile says Sinesipo can't take care of herself.
If she menstruates and she bleeds, she won't clean herself. She will walk around in those bloody clothes all day long.
Sinesipo helps other women and girls to wash dishes in the home's kitchen. Gunter says she's good at household chores, but can't do much schoolwork. Sinesipo is adamant, though, that she's learned a lot at Ikayolokolo.
I want to sew. I want to fix clothes when I'm finished learning here.
Gunter says Sinesipo is different from the other residents.
She has very little own personality, but she takes on the personalities of another person. She behaves like someone else, and you can see that someone else in her. And tomorrow, she behaves like another person. You see, oh, now it's Mamlungu.
Sinosipo says she loves it at the home, but hates returning home at weekends and for holidays.
My brother hits me all over. He hits me with his fists and a big stick. Then there are black bruises all over my body.
She says she doesn't know why her brother abuses her like this, because she's always nice to him, even when he's drunk. Sinosipo sweeps a mud floor and chases chicks from a hut. Her mother abandoned her when she was just a few years old, but she refuses to accept this.
She's in Cape Town and I miss her a lot. She never comes to visit me, but I know she loves me because she's my mama. All mamas love their children.
Many in the community are convinced that these women and girls don't have much of a future. But to suggest this to them just brings another outpouring of song and dance. Gunther says joy is always their response to the pain in their lives. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Hobeni, South Africa.
Exactly.